This is CPR News in KRCC. I'm May Ortega. The City Parks Department in Colorado Springs says it will take weeks to fully clean up the debris from this week's severe winds. CPR's Dan Boyce has more.
As Parks Maintenance and Operations Manager Kurt Schroeder says,
well, it's heartbreaking.
It's not just branches and other debris littering the city. It's entire trees laying down after severe gusts reached up to 100 miles per hour.
So much of it is so large to actually pick that piece of wood up and remove it from on site, it's going to take us a while to get around to it.
Schroeder says 60 or more parks employees spent a day removing debris on just city-owned property, and it'll take a lot longer to finish that. There is plenty more downed trees and trash on people's private property. In Colorado Springs, Dan Boyce, CPR News.
Breckenridge ski patrollers have agreed on a union contract with Vail Resorts. The union's bargaining committee told the Summit Daily that negotiations went smoothly, something workers did not expect to happen. The contract includes higher wages for all patrollers, access to employee housing, and guaranteed parking. Breckenridge ski patrollers voted to unionize in May. The U.S. Soccer Federation has named midfielder Lindsay Horan its top female player of the year. Horan grew up in Golden and currently plays in Portland. She's played professionally for the past decade, including on the U.S. women's national team. Horan helped the U.S. win bronze during the most recent Summer Olympics in Japan. You're listening to CPR News and KRCC. Thank you for joining us for Here and Now. We'll kick off the first hour of the show in just a bit. And when we kick it off in about 20 minutes, we'll hear how the National Oceanic and Atmospheric Administration reports that coastal Virginia is experiencing the highest rates of sea level rise along the eastern seaboard. We'll learn more about how climate change is affecting the state coming up. Thanks for listening.